Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer of gratitude for Jesus' sacrifice this Holy Friday together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer of Gratitude for Jesus' Sacrifice This Holy Friday by Christine Perry. Surely, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 53:4-6. Friday was a dark and dismal day. The disciples had abandoned Jesus as he was arrested in the garden. Yet before that, he was in the garden pleading with the Father for a different way. Jesus was so distraught that he sweated drops of blood while he prayed, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22:42. I think we all have experienced physical reactions to stressful situations, but typically these situations only affect us. On the Friday of his crucifixion, Jesus faced the wrath of God, not for himself, but for us. He took on our sin, our shame, and our humiliation. When I think about Jesus' sacrifice, which I would do better to meditate on frequently, I am, more often than not, left speechless. Because of his sacrifice, I will never be alone or forsaken. Hebrews 13:5. I may feel alone, but I will never be out of God's sight. Jeremiah 12:3a. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, no matter who rejects me, I will always be accepted by him through his shed blood, Romans 15:7. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, I have someone advocating on my behalf, 1 John 2:1. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, I am now a child of God, and because of that legal and relational standing, I am an heir of God and a co-heir of Christ, Romans 8:17. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, I can be reconciled to the Father, Colossians 1:21-22, and I am an ambassador of reconciliation, 2 Corinthians 5:20. J.I. Packer said in his book, Knowing God, "The Christian secret of a God-honoring life is that we take the following truths and say it over and over to ourselves, first thing in the morning, last thing at night, and as you wait for the bus, and anytime your mind is free. Ask that you may be enabled to live as one who knows it as utterly and completely true. 1. I am a child of God. 2. God is my Father. 3. Heaven is my home. 4. Every day is one day nearer. 5. My Savior is my brother. And 6. Every Christian is my brother too. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to be the perfect sacrifice. Thank you for providing a way for me to be able to communicate with you, but also to live with you. Father, I am sorry for my selfishness when I've gotten so caught up in myself and my situation that I forget about what it cost you to save me. Please forgive me. Lord, without you, I am hopeless. You give me the air in my lungs, the beat in my heart, and the ability to speak. Your love is what drew me first, and you loved me even when I was dead in sin. God, that kind of love is hard for me to understand. Apart from you, there is nothing lovable in me. You are worthy of everything I am and everything I ever hope to be. Help me to live each moment for you. Help each task that I do today to bring you honor. And let what the hymn writer wrote be true of my life when he said, "Now, Lord, I would be yours alone and live so all might see. The strength to follow your commands could never come from me. Oh, Father, use my ransom life in any way you choose, and let my song forever be, my only boast is you. Lord, even though we fail so often, and it may not seem like we do, we love you. Amen."
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.